go to commonsensemedia.org.
Well, it was literally a mad dash at a lot of electronic stores across the country. Customers scrambled for Sony's PlayStation 3 and the latest hot product in the technology world. But what should parents know before spending hundreds of dollars on a gift such as this? Our media expert, Jim Steyer, is here with some advice. Good morning.
Hi, Lisa.
Well, first, we wanted to talk about that YouTube video we just saw that was shot at UCLA from somebody's cell phone. And you're actually discussing with YouTube how do you rate videos like
that's right, Lisa. That's actually, and we'll talk about the video game stuff in a sec, but it's one of the most challenging things now that we have sites like YouTube where people can load their own user-generated content and basically make it available, as we just saw in that video. How do you rate that so that, you know, my 8-year-old won't go on and see something like that or offensive? It's a really interesting challenge from a media standpoint. And so I think it's something we'll be talking about on this show in months to come. But how do you, as we grow more and more user-generated content, how do we rate that in a way so that you can protect kids?
Absolutely.
It's a really interesting challenge, and I think that people at YouTube, Google, et cetera, will be very open to figuring this out.
All right, let's talk about PlayStation 3. People camped out for 2 days. Some people are paying $3,000 per game. Is it worth it?
Well, you know, here's the thing. The PlayStation 3 is this high-end model that's just coming out, delayed by quite some time, and you're right. There are things on eBay and across the internet where people are, not only do we see people camped out in line for this, but many of these people are camped out in line so they can then resell them on eBay for a high price. It's a very high-end machine with very great graphics. You know, as these video game machines become more and more graphically designed, they can do incredible graphics, but they're very expensive. This is a very expensive machine, and there are several other machines out there in addition to the PlayStation 3 that are actually now very popular from a kids and family perspective. Nintendo's coming out also with a new machine called the Wii.
Right.
And that specializes, this new feature on that is a controller that allows you to actually simulate the action. So if you're playing, say, a baseball game, you actually get the feel of a swinging the bat. Or if it's a boxing game, you get to punch like you do in a boxing match. So you have a big crowded Christmas when it comes to new video game machines.
Do you think it's going to hurt the Nintendo Wii that's coming out today and it's 2 days after the whole rush of the PlayStation 3? Do you think that's going to hurt it at all?
You know, I don't really think so, Lisa. But again, at Common Sense Media, we don't actually rate the machines. We just tell you what's in them. The PS3 is very high graphic. It's really for the experienced gamers who want the latest in sort of power. You also have to hook it up to an HDTV. You need high-definition television to get the real benefits from the graphics that it allows. The Wii is actually aimed more at a family audience. It's about half the price, I think, at retail. And again, it's just a game machine. If you look at PlayStation 3 and even Xbox 360, which is the other big machine out there, that's by Microsoft. It came out about a year ago. It's very popular as well. They have multiple features that allow you to use it for downloads and online gaming, whereas the Wii is pretty much just a game machine. And I think what we're going to see is that it depends on what kind of gaming you want. But the thing is, as a parent, the thing you need to remember is boys in particular love video games. They're addicting. With these new machines, they'll continue to be addicting, if not more so. So you got to set